So I'm Marissa. I was the one texting you.
And I'm Frederica. Nice to
So
meet you, Frederica.
nice to meet
I'm
you.
just wondering whether there is any delay in the video call. Is everything okay?
Yeah, it looks and sounds good. We were just discussing a little technical matter, and yeah.
Do you see that? I did. I wasn't sure about the background if I have to blur that.
No, it looks good. It looks very good. Are you able to rotate it slightly to your right? Yeah, just to center you back a
Okay,
little bit.
got you.
Perfect.
Oh, okay. Maybe
Yeah,
changing.
yeah.
I got it.
Okay.
I can hear you.
That looks, and then tilt the camera down just ever so slightly. Yeah. She is so particular. I just have to tell you, she does this on our program every week.
That's where I'm asking. Is just let me know whatever it is. I have no idea about that.
Look fabulous. I love your glasses.
Thank you
Yeah.
so much. Many thanks.
Really quick, I'm going to check with our engineers who are recording this, and just make sure they're all ready to go before we don't want to make you have to answer a question twice. Andrew and Andy, how are you guys doing? Okay, we'll keep chatting with
Yeah,
Zara.
take your time. It's okay. I'm happy
Yeah,
that I postponed the time because in this way I'm pretty chill. Right now I'm not in Milwaukee. I'm in Los Angeles. So yeah, because 2 days ago it was the FIFA game match between Iran and New Zealand in here. So there are a lot of, I know it should not be political, but for Iranians also they football match, as you call it, soccer match, it's kind of political as well. So, kind of, there is a vibe also here. So, that's what I'm saying.
I was rooting for Iran. Totally rooting for Iran. And it was tied, right? Isn't that what happened in that game?
Yeah, but the point is that it's so complex. Because the point is this, the people who are playing as a in football. And right now, and they're in highest level. They cannot be in highest level of representing the country unless they are operating under within a system that is controlled 100% by IRGC. So, and they're all also other former football players that right now they're in prison just for just one IG story or post. So that's being said, it's kind of complicated because at the same time we know that they are supporting IRGC, but at the same time they are kind of representing the country as well. So it's kind of complicated and it's hard to explain. So
No, you explained it really well, and it so there I am sitting on my couch rooting for Iran.
okay.
And then really quick, Sarah, so you will notice that we have far less questions than Stephen did for you. And they're pretty simple, and it's because this is an update, so it'll be a little shorter than the first piece we aired. So we just want to be cognizant of your time and want you to be able to kind of guide the conversation where you want it to go. So just to give you a little bit of an idea of what we're looking for.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, I'll back out of the way and you guys go for it. I just following up on the football match. So what was that like for you and others in attendance then, as to rooting for that team?
The first priority for all Iranians right now is to be the voice of Iranian people inside Iran and also showing the whole world that what is real Iranians and how we are separating ourselves from IRGC. We also consider them as a tourism a terrorist community, and I don't know, governor, I don't know what to call them, honestly. So But we are seeing them as a dictator that are ruling over our country, and we are looking for freedom and getting rid of that and topple that IRGC from our country. And that's the good thing for also the whole region, across the region also, as we are seeing the consequences of them being there, because we want to show the world that Iranian people are peaceful people, as we have been since 2,500 years ago till now. And we are also want to get rid of them. So anytime after what has happened during January and the slaughter and the massacre that happened in Iran, and more than 40,000 people died in just 2 days, we just want to be their voice. And any chance, anytime, and anywhere, we are trying to be there. And the good thing was that LA and Los Angeles is one of the main centers of Iranian communities outside of Iran. More than 2 or 3 million Iranians are living here. And also there are a lot of Iranians around the US. So they all try to be there, not only inside a stadium, but also if they didn't have any tickets, they could stand outside of the stadium and trying to show the real flag of Iran and trying to chant for Iranians and trying to be their voice and talking about what has happened during the January, the 2 days that the brutal regime blocked down the whole country. And even during the war, they were in blocked down and no internet, nothing in 2026 for Iranians. So we just want to inform everyone. We want to say that what has happened, I don't know, during the World War or any other brutal course of history, the same thing has happened to Iranians right now in Iran. And also, there are a lot of things that are happening in other countries, although we are seeing them as our friend countries, but there are a lot of bad things that are also happening to them. I mean, like Lebanon or Kuwait or Emirates, any other country, they are seeing all the consequences of IRGC being in power. So that's the main thing that we do. Even during the time of FIFA, we are also seeing that political for ourselves, because we are in constant war and the negotiation, agreement, and all of these things, mm-hmm. till the time the IRGC is in power, has no meaning for any Iranians.
Thank you. And we are recording, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I want to start by asking you, what kind of relief you feel that there is an agreement over this war that could be over?
As I mentioned, Iranians are in constant war while the IRGC is in power. And the IRGC has repeatedly failed in any agreement with any country, with any group or community. So that's why for Iranians, there is no longer hope or believing in any agreements that is done by these people. We do not trust them, we do not believe in them, and we are not seeing any progress, because for 47 years they have shown themselves. So we also do not believe that it's a real agreement, and we do not think that it's a thing even for them. They also saying in their official televisions that every agreement or any negotiations with other countries, especially USA or Israel, is a piece of paper for them. I think that's the only truth that they always mentioned. Yeah, that is it for them. And we do not believe that it's going to change anything. Maybe we are not seeing anything going back in 24 hours right now, but in a couple of months or a couple of years, we will see everything. We're coming back to the same spot that we have been before the agreement. So there is no change.
Through the course of this war with the U.S. and Israel and Iran, how did the Iranian people fare?
It was a roller coaster for all of us because it's not acceptable to see your country being bombed or being under strikes. But at the same time, the wildest thing that I've heard from many Iranians is that we are even okay with that if the day after bombing or strikes, we see free Iran and there is no IRGC and they toppled. So that was the only thing that we were looking for. Although we were all full of fear, we were all worried about our family members, relatives, there have been a lot of lives that lost, but we were thinking that we are always paying all of the cost for this, as the IRGC is paying any cost for just being in power. So we were hoping that after that, maybe they can get weakened or they can be stopped, or we can get rid of them by killing a lot of main top levels of the IRGC. But right now, I think after all of the things and complications that has happened, they got even more confident because they faced the war with Israel and United States. I cannot call any other country who is more powerful in military services or powers in this kind of matter. But now they say that we won over Israel, we won over United States. So I think the worst thing that I could see after the war was seeing them getting more confident. That's the worst thing that I could see.
As you watched it from afar and had loved ones inside Iran, what did you think about how the war unfolded through the weeks and months?
You mean about the emotionally or about the what in what matter, in what perspective you mean?
Emotionally, you did describe it as a roller coaster, but
Mm-hmm.
also kind of tactically. And you spoke to that as well about how Iran is not likely to uphold this agreement. But what did you think about the way it went down?
As a person who lives also in the United States, and I'm also a taxpayer for more than 5 years, and seeing a lot of American friends around me and talking with them, and also other Iranian Americans, after that, the agreement that has happened, and that I've heard that there are going to be a lot of money that they're going to get after this agreement. I don't know whether it's right or wrong, but considering that they are getting the money and they're getting another fund, so they get more power financially as well. So they are able to do everything that they have done. And if there was anything that they had to step back, now they are more powerful to step in and continue that. For example, for having a lot of factories of missiles, and they had a lot of places that I did not have any idea about that till after the war, that a lot of information came out. So they can do that. They can fund all of the proxies in Lebanon, Israel, Iraq, and Palestine, and all of those places. They just keep going on with that. So it unfolded a lot of things in that matter after the negotiation, and also after the war, we realized that because we see Iran a very wealthy country. It is a wealthy country. It has oil, gas, a lot of things, you call it, they have it. And we were seeing that the people are struggling with poverty, fluctuations, a lot of things. And after the war, we got a lot of information about how they have built a lot of factories in the mountain, in a lot of places, just having factories of missiles, a lot of things. So it could tell us that where the money would go. So they had the money, they used that. And at the same time, right now, we are seeing they get another funds. So it just scares me, honestly, as an Iranian. And also, we as Iranians, we warn all the world, and that the threat of IRGC is not just for inside Iran, but also it happens for other countries and across the region. As we saw during the war, it was not just between Israel and Iran or between US and Iran. We saw other countries across the region, they faced it, even in Kuwait, even in Bahrain, and a lot of countries, they had a strike. So it shows the real face. So I think that just seeing how they reacted and how they are doing and what they have done just tells the whole story. So I don't understand how we can call something like an agreement with these people.
So, given all of that, the provisions of the agreement about the money that it accrues to Iran, where does that leave the resistance inside Iran and outside the people?
We are full of hope. It has been for 47 years. I mean, I'm not the generation of the time that they were protesting or they were fighting against IRGC. I'm the second generation of that. And I know the third generation are right now joining us everywhere, even in social media, TikTok, Instagram. So I don't see that anyone has lost their hope. We are full of hope because we read the history. There's no dictatorship that they can last long. They can be there forever. And at the same time, it's so confusing for us because we see that they faced Israel and USA and still they're there. I don't have any education about the military service and all of these kind of things, but at the same time, I'm thinking that if Israel and USA didn't have the chance to stop them or weaken them, what can I expect from my people bare hand? So the only thing is trying to show the world what is happening inside Iran and reporting everyone who is in prison, who is lost, who is killed, and just to not try to not stop it. And I'm seeing people inside Iran super brave. I mean, even the youngest one at the 14, 13, they're in prison, but they're still not stopping saying what they are thinking of and how they are against the regime and how they're against the dictatorship. I don't think that they're going to stop, especially inside Iran. And we get all of this strength from people inside Iran, how they are trying so hard, even when they were under blackout, how they could get to the internet. I mean, so hard. They were doing their best just to get connections with outside of Iran and trying to be and continue communicate with all of us and telling what is happening inside Iran. So I don't see those people going to stop at any time or any time in the future until they're saying that IRGC is gone. So it's the same for us outside of Iran. We're not going to stop it. We're literally protesting and going outside and chanting every weekend, every city. We do have a group of people that are trying to be their voice. And it hasn't stopped since January. And I don't think it's going to stop ever till we're seeing them gone.
Is there anything you'd like to add on this?
I want just the people around the world to see the reality and try to stand with Iranian people. What we want is our freedom and our dignity, and it's something that should be supported, and they're seeing the human rights for Iranian people. So do not stand with IRGC and do not let the terrorism group to tell you what's going on, and they are having power over anything, even the price of oil and gas. I don't want to see that happening in any other places in the whole world, and that's the only thing that's going to help to have a better world, a world without IRGC.
So I'm just going to back up there a little bit, and you said that your hope is that people see the reality. What is the reality?
Reality is that Iranian people are peaceful people. There are so much into human rights, and there are brave people. They are doing their best for everyone. Even they want peace for everyone around the Middle East that they're facing right now. Although we were under a lot of heart attacks, I mean, like strikes inside Iran, and we had a lot of relatives there, but at the same time, seeing Emirates and Kuwait and Lebanon being under strike just because of IRGC was really breaking our hearts. We could not stop thinking about other people as well. So the reality is that we're just not seeing the humanity just inside Iran, but also we are seeing that in everywhere. And also we are worried about other countries, not only just the Middle East. So we are trying to warn the whole world. We don't want to see the day that they're getting closer to other places and other countries. That's what really matters to all of us.
Anything you want to add, Marissa? No?
No, I just want to confirm. Can you pronounce your first and last name and how to spell it?
Yes, Zahra, Z-A-R-A, and Fakhri, F-A-K-H-R-I.
And then can you just make sure we have the right kind of information about you? Are you still a PhD student? Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a PhD and also teaching undergrads at UWM and business school.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, it strikes me, and I don't want to keep you too much longer because you're generous with your time, but the strikes may have stopped, but that isn't
I mean, that's good, right? But it's
It's
not
good and
great.
bad at the same time. That's what I'm saying. Some of the things that we are talking as Iranians, I believe that no one can understand it unless they're Iranian, and I do feel them because you don't want to strike for anywhere in this world. It doesn't make sense. But if you see that the strike goes to kill those people and weaken that terrorist activities, yes, you want that. That's how we're saying that. But based on the news that I'm following, we do have a lot of local channels that there are people from inside Iran that they're informing people outside of Iran. There are a lot of things that's still going on in the southern part of Iran, and they have heard a lot of, some strikes going on in the southern part, like the Geshem Island and the southern cities. So I'm not sure what's going on, and no one is sure, but we're just hearing from locals that what's happening and what they're hearing. So I don't think that it's going to be stopped anytime soon. It might be on pause, that's what I'm saying that, but it will be continued very fast because the people that we are negotiating with and the people that are on the other side, they do not want anything, and their determination to do anything at any cost just to preserve the power there. So they do anything, so there is no stop.
Are you feeling relieved that you can speak to your family now without hurdles or barriers?
Honestly, they opened the blackout on 26th of May after almost 90 days. But the internet is still so slow over there. However, it's the basic thing that you're asking to have. I mean, the bare minimum is to be able to call your family inside Iran just via internet. That's the bare minimum. But yeah, as a bare minimum, yes, we are happy that right now the blackout is over for now.
Wow. Well, thank you for your insights. It's really important.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So I can update you when we have this on our program, and I can send you the link. And you have my phone number, so just text me if you have any questions.
Many thanks. You the same. Feel free to reach out to me at any time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you so
Have a
much,
great.
Dara.
Thank
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.